from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocar College Live Line from St. Joe's, it's Ted Lina, who we talk to all the time when there's a big debate, because Ted's been running the debates at St. Joe's along with his students for many years now, and we always turn to him to see, well, what to expect out of a presidential debate, a big debate that everybody's going to be watching or listening to right here on WBEN. Hey, Ted, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. You know, when you look at what to expect tonight, I feel like it's kind of a wild card. A lot of times you kind of have an idea of how these things are going to go. Is tonight different in the sense that, well, we haven't seen these two interact before? And really, on one hand, Trump, you can get almost anything under the sun. And on the other hand, with Harris, there's not a big track record of what to expect.
Good morning, Brian and Susan. Thanks for having me on. And I'm very excited, as are my students, about this evening's debate. And you're absolutely right. We don't know what to expect because this is not a normal presidential election. We have a candidate who was recently selected without running through a primary. So we see Republican and or Democratic primary debates, and they have experience in debates. However, in this case, Harris has not had that opportunity. She's a relatively unknown and hasn't maintained a high profile during the Biden presidency. So I think it's going to be very interesting. I'm always disappointed with how these debates are conducted. We talked in June, and I was confident there would be a debate. There needs to be at least two. In the early days of the debates with Kennedy Nixon, we had four. And then when they resumed the debates in 76, there were three debates in 76, 80, 84. I mean, this shouldn't even be an option. We need to hear from these candidates. And I also, am alarmed that they're trying to cover everything in an hour and a half. I'll tell you right now, there's no doubt in my mind that viewers are going to be turning out before an hour and a half is up. And they should separate it. There should be a debate on foreign policy and a debate on domestic policy. So I'm interested to see how they do this. But if there's one debate, an hour and a half, on all of the issues facing this country, to me, that's very disappointing.
Well, one debate that we know of. What are you looking for tonight with Trump? Do you expect him to be like he was in June, which was respectful Trump, or will he be in attack mode? And if he is, how does Harris respond?
I think, Susan, that I don't expect him to be like he was with Biden. I think that would be the ideal Trump, but he can't help himself. He goes back to the stump, and he'll start going over and over again things that he's been saying all year to his supporters. But he's not speaking to his base. He's got the base. She has her base. The election is so tight that they need to address the undecideds. And there aren't a lot, but there's enough that's going to sway this election. A big problem that Trump has, obviously, is likability. I've talked to so many people, and from what I've read, they like a lot of his policies, but they don't like him. And it's hard for people to vote for somebody that they dislike. And Camilla had a similar problem when she was running initially for the presidency. Her polling was terrible. Of course, she's been elevated since then because she was obviously the only choice and the best choice for the Democratic Party. I don't think Trump can help himself. I think he'll go off the deep end at some point. and I don't know what Harris is going to do. I think it would be best if she didn't engage him in that type of rhetoric. Try to remain as professional as possible. From a few research, she is regarded in all polling as more honest, mentally sharp, and you'll hear a lot that she cares about ordinary people. That's what people think that have been interviewed. So I think both candidates have to really work at trying to come across as likable. And when you start attacking people and telling them they're stupid and I'm better looking than you are, that's just not going to get votes.
90 minutes, two commercial breaks. Not a lot of time when you really think about it, and so many issues to discuss. How, as a moderator, would you go about figuring out what issues to zero in on? I mean, we've talked about so many of them. Abortion, healthcare, the economy seems to be a big one for so many people in all age groups. How do you decide on what to ask about?
Well, you have to definitely begin with the economy, the inflation rate. And I think on that point, Harris has to distance herself from the Biden presidency. Trump has a record. He doesn't have to personally attack her and compare the inflation rate, less government regulation, lower gas prices. The next thing I think a lot of people are very interested in is immigration, border security. Who are we letting into this country? And what are we doing with the people that are already here illegally? And then a huge issue, and I think it's something that the Biden camp and now Harris has to be concerned about, is foreign policy, and primarily Afghanistan. Trump was set to withdraw from Afghanistan as well. They worked out a policy, but it was handled terribly. When we pull out of Iraq, it went very smoothly. It's not that we pulled out, it's how we did it. And people lost their lives, and it resembled more when I was a young man watching Saigon fall. It was a disaster. And also, we have two wars that we didn't have when Trump was president. So to me, those are the big three. If I'm Harris, I want to definitely bring up an issue that's very popular among Democrats, and that is abortion and, you know, the woman's right to choose. And I think that's a big issue. And the woman's vote is very critical in this race, as it has been in recent years.
Ted, quickly, how interested are your students in this debate tonight?
I'm thrilled. They are so interested. And they don't have to watch it, but most of them are going to watch the debate. I asked them one question. This also concerns me. I said, if you look at both candidates, how many of you have people in your family that don't just dislike the other candidate? They despise them. Almost every hand went up. And if you look at earlier elections that we had, you know, Bush and Gore and Clinton and Bush, Clinton and Dole, you know, there wasn't this type of animosity. And that bothers me, that we have this much dislike for the other side, which causes people to not listen to what's being said.
Well, Ted, really appreciate the time, and hope you enjoy watching tonight as you're kind
of... Well, I will, and thank you very much.
Looking at what to look at, there's Ted Lina, St. Joe's, joining us on the line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.